bursts 10 trillion ways to continue, never lacking direction to an end, teeming with political bacteria, fulminating extraneous intricacy, ever thirsting at the never-ending fountain, spouted somewhere deep from this ridiculous amount of space. Pretty for no reason, savage all the same. To speak honestly, as only a creation can, just look at me. The work is unrefined, a challenge so great in breadth and passion, I have let gone the conception of perfection, and take relief in crude devotion. Maybe there are limits beyond which even your beautiful idea lies barricaded from the light that cannot shine through your own angry density. Maybe all creators have a shape already made for them. If you have not forsaken us, I find it hard to gather why, as I am that imperfection everyone seeks to avoid. Are you also imperfect, having made me proof of error, broken by frustration, I can't perform as was designed, too committed to surrender your ape to the fire? I know that to admit is tantamount to saying you are not what we claim. I share a slender notion of what that is. Look at what I aim to say, then look at what I am. I say of you, I am judged neither pure nor more judicious than the next to see the evidence. In the end, my sentence will be never guilty, because killer and victim all are the same when we run into you. Beyond the forest, the filth and the ocean, the silence of your equilibrium, so fantastic it is laughter, roar, and cry, cancels out itself, as stars make of themselves, heavenly asterisks to qualify the blank night sky. Hence these fastidious records of life I keep mostly private, to the faster efface my memory off of the tomb. These records say nothing, but that's not the point. That I lived is the point. That now it must be undone. How do you make it so? Trapped in the latest tower of data, sooner eclipsed than evening tomorrow by a tower greater, more meaningful, more efficient, or something. Hunger gone to the hours, skill to program, heart to machine, vitality to Philippines, thought to a database, dream to necessity, mind to superiors, soul to the vices that choked off our thought. I was still soul, inconsistent, but pathetically conscientious of my disappointing companions and the daughter who looked at me like some sweet baby gorilla I knew would chew my face off 20 years hence. I woke aware of the great loneliness, contemplated for a moment, rendered irrelevant by the next, which made much energy but never moved me, though I walked past the violets that long since ceased to amaze and took my elevator of cocoa butter and hairspray into the cerebrum of a delicate business where language pre-programmed makes anathema king. Until one day, goodbye. In this condition one goes, contented, absent, unconscious, forgetful, distracted, amazing, and bled. Tamed viper, fangs dripping, my God, into the dream that goes on. In the absence of love, a man is this coin. Beware the one unhappy to be copper. Beware the man in search of God. What must be wrong with him? He is not happy, yet he is not bright. Probably a criminal, old or broken. He only sees the odds against him, and hasn't the wits to lie, or the charm to seduce. Away from confronting whether life should be lived as others are living, in his own deepest fantasy, and, if they are, how he can bend himself to normality and stop the cravings he craves. As the beautiful debate their beauty, his ugliness leads the way into the magic of mind, past the limits of language, to some crooked antechamber, to wait for translucence, as dead as alive. I close my eyes against the velvet experience. Everything I've never known is softer than my hands upon the pillow. Despite the precedence, there are no crocuses. The light and truth that got away were just the hummingbirds about me. To get me now, well, I'm beyond the getting. No saintly rapture, no CEO optimism, no love to spin toward the promise the prophets dreamed up in mountains deserted when we were your favorites and you showed us things nightly. Nothing but energy avoiding disruption of its wayward null purpose. Still, I assign you a name and a brain and all of my messages, because I have no choice but to be so small. I am many things, a man, but the absence of a man as well. The matter that is left when your incredible shadow comes to swallow mine, falls to the ground, waiting for mushrooms. I remember I felt it, that shadow, a chill looking down from an empty bridge on an empty street in a bitter winter. How I felt myself atomized, blowing ashes through enlightened fog, hung upon the river, lit up from within by the faintest sun I ever saw. I am still frozen there. I will always be frozen there. Looking down from an empty bridge, missing my friend, the craziest orchid I took for my own, now gone with the sadness, full flower I was meant to experience. When I think of her, I think of you, and hope that I am wrong. I've slipped the noose of common sense. I have looked over the cliff. Have you looked over the cliff? Past that point, God will learn who you are. Do you want him to know? The clock's in motion, and here I am, a man in the night, staring at the moonlight through the tusks of a mastodon, spear in hand to the deafening sound. The trembling ground makes me wonder if anything was ever stable. Who is more vulnerable than this pompous, weakling, cannibal concupiscent? Why does he believe his brain will change what made his brain? Why does his heart evolve to crush upon the hairy female spawning with another, emotionless creep in the intimate blare? Why would he seek more meat than he could eat, or think too long of how he ends, begin to find how he began, and stand astounded, erected spines and streamlined minds mean shit against the shit? Why is this pain? Shouldn't you absorb it? Or do you, when the earth quakes like a lover's body, also feel the rapture? Chances, second chances, thirds and fourths can't calm the hurricanes of aching and make me fall asleep by noon, glued to news tales of ISIS, the election, frayed social fabric, desperate politicians, plus-size magazines, the whacked-out machinations of the system, or of Earth, or a heart that is withholding, some sad secret I made bleed. You make me sorry I exist. I would aspire to be holy if I knew what knowing what holiness was like. I would end it here if death did not relent, to new lives, perpetuating the perpetuation. Kiss your strawberries for years, write praise of streams and naked cream-tan bodies of supernovae and amphibians rare as passing dreams. Then awe destruction, fawn on earthquakes, supercells, find quantum revelation, burn something to watch the fire, discover beauty in the North Pacific garbage gyre, in our great gestation of sterile new animals, if I knew no better. Ears are for the limited, and prayers are to ourselves. Forgive the plasticity of my admiration. It may be seen as cynical and decadent, typical of one who writes near the death of his nation, his own planet, his cooling star, to say, let's love, evil is good, until the sky is green as the grass is rain. But truth cannot be stupid, nor can I be so delicate in evolution to the higher human dream that I ignore all evidence we are the concubines of madness, awaiting ecstasy or a bruise, that we must be something to ourselves, because it's clear we mean nothing to you. How many names have you gained through the years? Jehovah, Moloch, Shiva, Zeus, Kali. 10,000 more because we've lost all count and can't identify the branches of infinity. So many guesses cannot really say what pretty litanies could be weaved from all these reveries, or what I should say to stop the beating, Aphrodite. I don't presume encompass you with God, and cautiously still feel about you like some coyote by the fire, curious and unconvinced you will not leap to burn me. Because you always burn me. Because I deserve it. Because you made it so. When I flagellate myself, it is you with the whip. When I am stoned, it is you bleeding. I've worshipped every open flower of the endless honeysuckle without sensing anything but what I awed. The juvenile experience of truth others have long since seen 10 trillion ways fragment into the tropes and symbols of the disappointed language they now whisper. I can't whisper, even though I see now the flower is itself, and what I awed now makes me groan. It amazes me I got here. For my first life as a fly, trapped in Rafflesia, using me to grow yet higher into the goading sun. It has been argued surrender to you is never defeat. It's never the powerless who war against God. But it's all a question of aspects, and I can't say if I'm here to starve or step in the sweet pool I drown. Excuses come so easily, and senses with delusions. Oh, the hours I spent retarded on purpose, staring at broken clocks, awaiting lingerie from London, lobster from Portland, Austrian paintings, African hides, rugs from Iran, Borneo taxidermy, toys from Japan, till nothing was left but a liability. It's so hard to be good in the garden. It's so hard to know what to do. My head still looks, considers, but beauty is no longer what it was, just a tint upon a thing that changes by the angle. Lies became unbelievable. Truth became more true, which somehow made it easier to absorb the lies I knew lay everywhere. Everything so impossible. Ugliness so prevalent. My vision so perverted by perceptions and insights, saw me to perversion too. I could wear any mask and never be transported. Nothing's more divine than making one you love thank you. I'm not stupid, see? I see that you respect the man most tested by love and torture and the ice of war. Deep rejection, tiny coffins, or the shock that all your wonder can only poison him. Buddha had concubines before his body. Jesus loved Mary, even if the rumors are untrue. Only one like this can face the gravity waiting for the detonation. I hate being this high-wire artist of virtue. All loveliness, all desire, all that was never mine. Cause me like the siren song I never heard. Were I to purge myself and satiate completely, perhaps the skies would clear. But insecure, I can't, I never could. And now I'm in so deep that I go down or come back unpurified. The whole experiment is compromised. So accept I am a faking student. The behind the act I'm trying to convince the teacher my understanding of a theorem whose proof cannot be given. Thus I nod when I see anything, like, yes, it all makes sense. This birth, that beheading, the music I first heard, and the last insult too. A friend I mistook as your agent. Why would anything inexplicable be inexplicable in light of what I know? Or what I knew for a time I wish to forget. When you come back from the dead, everything will be the same. Work, food, dishes, car. There's some poor animal to feed. The world is turned, of course, even to a light you may approve. But what you've lived? You stood before a great white cube, feeling for its secret, while wind and flame made everything insane until your heart surrendered and entrance won't be found. When you come back from the dead, everything will be the same. Work, food, dishes, car. You may describe what you remember to a friend if he has time. But what you've lived is something more or less the end of it. The stars will give a number you will understand, and a child will lead you through the gardens by the hand. Everything will be like this. Work, food, dishes, abnegation, happiness. Sometime in misty Grand Rapids, the past got exponentially arcane. Your incredible shadow came to swallow mine. Every sight held big-time sadness, the beautiful green of springtime depression, grass pollen on expensive shoes, blackbirds bathing on a minivan hood, strange men to divorce again before the year was done. That day, one moment, I felt a pleasant absence, like clear air, untouchable, without an explanation. The mist grew heavy on the bridge, and the buildings disappointed. Behind the wall of knowing, I would not think or feel, a reptilian farrago of heartbreak, impulse, murder, insecurity, please. I was not drunk always, or meditating, strictly speaking. Days went by. I rushed them like a traffic cop on a power trip at rush hour, unable to pretend tomorrow was but today, a beauty I would pollinate with pain. How could I argue with the God who thought, okay, he is this? Liar, cheat, failure, drunken addict, pervert, slob, a lonely original, gathering rainbows, in case a lonely original comes looking for rainbows, or think otherwise than God has made me this, and he wants me to be sad. The backstory runs as so many young and lustful do. I did treasure my desires in a whirlwind of rubies full of Ferraris burning toward fantastic futures. At a train show under the fireworks in a village north of here, I took a Ferris wheel to the moon and thought I'd live forever. I was no longer river. I was nothing but sea, a bird trapped in an airport. Pick your metaphor, your simile, symbolic of something so profound, the rationale's a politician, boring you with slivers of the truth. Perhaps I was excited, too excited to play philosopher with riddles of existence, to drink cognac and read De Sade, pretend I understood Spinoza, Vivaldi blaring in my room till I was 17, shut off from the world and all but the strangest of men. The past, the only thing that can't be undone. Its percentages keep closing in. Damage done leading on to damage done. My memories, the best of them, yearning for approximate experience. For another day you wonder, is this the day he learns? Because my car made my credit crash, my kidneys quiver from the pickling of their tissue, my heart throbs with each thrilling misstep. I stay wired to the candidates, the caliphate, the bullshit that I know is bullshit, which I watched to understand how twisted we can be when we are lost, afraid, and poor, and beaten, ensconced, and happy, rich, and careless. Oh, the talking points of dying, for a man or a world, are a web of accusations. Whose deception deceived reality? I see how far away you pour upon us like a poet fingering delete, and prime the new earth of jellyfish, plastic, and sand. This is no longer about what it was. It has turned into something else. My love is thin, polluted pain. Cabani and Ashbury, Cavedo, Verlaine. Nothing works to ebb the night. There is no way to turn back time, or think so doing would better today. A nebulous cloud follows the incipient dead, and soon we walk blindly in a nebulous cloud. And soon I was walking in nebulous clouds, seeking the edges of my life, grown bolder about rounding that cape of hopeless ocean, finding shells I sometimes dreamed wait on islands far away, simple desperation, the woof of weak and tender children, acutest pain of the screwed beyond belief. Those are your nights of oatmeal, cat food, and liniments, when I lay down asking, do I not have more to garden than a memory of weeds? Make the pain stop, and I'll continue to wonder if peace can be real. Just let me sleep a little longer until Alaric comes knocking at the gate. He's here. I have no idea how responsible I am for the blueness of the ocean. It's zero. I'm sorry. Apologies at some point have no depth. The colonist with good intentions. The slaver with his deck of shit. The bystander who looked away. The trillionaire who had his way, the doctor who will clone his lover, consumer with his plastic bags, citizen who took the lies, killer with his mind of demons, all have mea culpas, extenuating from decisions they will buttress onto hollow language the wounded have no need for, and posterity despises as it produces all new wounds. It does not matter if what I've done had no effect, or is a straight-up act of cruelty. Sometimes people, they disappear. All they want is silence, to lick their mortal wound alone. What good is a vague, accusatory, repentance question, thing I call a prayer to a god one shade of black? Little, I believe. As little as the universe, to a limited, imperfect man, incapable of not questioning if his consciousness, the biggest tooth in an awesome jaw, is another quirk of replication that deceives me for believing my own awareness is indicative of nothing but itself. Or if its collapse is my portal to the end of suffering. See how I am all completely glass? I cannot be myself again. There is nothing left of what was me. Bloodless, I accept. No explanation can resolve your million mysteries of origin, formation, the corpse in the spring, the scent of the rose, the sound of the bellicose, the sight of the protest, the feel of the handshake, the zygote, the xenon, the yottabyte, the malfunction, the boundary. All elements, all acts, all sensations, if not illusion, immaterial to me. No magic contains your process. No memory masters your action. I take a walk. The tree that fell, I heard it not. But there it lies. However good something is how bad it will be. As I wonder, did September happen? I know December did. I deduce what I can with these corrupt senses and think to myself, what a particle am I? Picture me as I am, an insect asleep in the web of an absent spider, his call for clarity spoken to the dew. Listen while you can. Soon, only the loneliest librarian will hear our whispers in the night. It's like the sun comes out once you have settled for a cloudy day, this relief of speaking, the thunder hidden in us deep. Words don't need to last to matter. Even as the thunder speaks again, another day beneath another cloud. Everything is as it is, exactly as it must be. No other way absurd. The forest, the filth in the ocean, this birth, that beheading, the dead refugee and the thriving asshole. Even the sparrows eating chicken bones on the sidewalk. I know this. Neither jaded nor blind, nor even experienced as any trilobite who knew the tragic magic you dragged me through today. I know enlightenment as an emotionless shrug before a preposterous miracle. I know you within me, and I'm left with a feeling unlike any other. I must be the good in the world. I must be something to myself. I must be before my heart goes out, like a fire extinguished with cream.